Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, joining me on the line is New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Governor, great to talk to you again.
Well, thanks for having me on. Hope everyone's doing well, getting through. It's only been 5 or 6 weeks, but it seems like a lot longer for all of us, I think.
I was thinking the exact same thing this morning. It feels like a year, you know, the last 6 weeks. It's unbelievable how,
we're working on COVID time.
Yeah, so weird. And it's a slow time for sure. Governor, after the virtual court hearing was yesterday, now the decision of how funds from the CARE Act should be distributed, now under advisement of Superior Court Judge David Anderson. Now, Judge Anderson said he's going to make this ruling as quickly as possible, but it is a complex case. So half the funds came this past Friday, the other half set to come on this Friday. Now, what would it mean, Governor, if the ruling goes the way of the legislature? Now, if you need committee approval to spend these funds, like, what would that process look like? How much longer would it take?
Well, it would slow things down. There's just no doubt about it. And again, we're going to abide by whatever the judge were to say, that the 2002 law, which we're following exactly as written and intended, is unconstitutional or something. That's the judge's prerogative, I suppose. But there's no doubt it's going to slow down our ability to bring funds forward. Now, the legislature doesn't decide how the funds are spent, but they need to approve, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down on the different pieces. So we're going to bring stuff to them, and if they can move it quickly, great. And if they can't, they can't. One of the dynamics will be, you know, what other funds could potentially be encumbered by the legislature. Well, we've already moved hundreds of millions of dollars for cash flow reasons to support hospitals, to buy PPE, to support the COVID efforts. They tried to undo all of that. The Democrats did yesterday. I don't know why. That was a very weird move. It's a whole separate thing they were trying to do. So I got to be very blunt, if I may. These are just political games that they're playing. No one really cares about them, but it is going to slow things down greatly. So it's very frustrating. But again, I'm a big believer in playing by the rules, and we're going to play by whatever rules that the judge may dictate. But there's no doubt it slows stuff down. If you've ever seen a submittal to the fiscal committee in the legislature, I mean, it is paperwork, it is just blah blah blah. And so we'll do everything we can to even fast track that process, because you know, you can't expect hundreds and even over $1 billion of requests to come in with all the traditional paperwork. It would take weeks to put that together. I mean, literally weeks. So they just haven't really thought this through, so we'll see what happens. But you know, we're moving forward no matter what.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And Governor, this segment is called Working from the House, and you've made a comment to me. You're doing the same thing, is you're working from the State House. This past weekend, there were a couple hundred people outside that house protesting stay-at-home order, closing of non-essential businesses. Governor, what would you say to those people that are frustrated that these businesses are remaining closed? And what's the latest model look like in terms of reopening?
Well, look, we're frustrated too. I mean, nobody wants to open the economy. I spent 3 years building what ultimately became one of the strongest economies in the country, and I'm very proud of that. And so no one's more pro-business and pro-economy than I am, and I'm as frustrated as anybody that we can't open it. And I empathize with their sentiment, right? Let's get things going. I get it. But this is a real public health issue. There's no doubt about that. Other states that did not take the actions we took are in a much worse situation. We have Boston, 20 miles south of us. Their numbers are still skyrocketing. They are the new hotbed of not just the region, but the entire country. And we're effectively, Hillsborough and Rockingham County are effectively suburbs of that. So to just ignore all that and say this isn't a big deal is incredibly irresponsible. So we are going to get things moving in the right way in the right time. So we're already working and have been for some weeks now on what it would look like to open up retail locations, or to open up a barbershop, or to open up tourism and camping, what summer camps would look like, what the stay-at-home order, restaurants, hotels. We're looking at individual plans for all of these different business sectors that have been very drastically and negatively impacted. Also, I would note, our economy, we kept more moving in our economy than almost anywhere else in New England. And we did it while still maintaining a good mitigation of the viral spread. We really clamped down on that, and that was good. We found the right balance. So you can imagine the frustration in folks in other states that it took much more severe issues than we did. Imagine being in Massachusetts or Rhode Island or Connecticut or even Vermont, where they took harsher measures than we did, really clamped down on their viral spread. It worked. Mm-hmm. And now they're itching. I mean, they don't even have construction in certain parts of manufacturing going. We do. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the frustration in some of those states. So we have to be patient. We have to know that this we're in this for a little while. It's only been 5 or 6 weeks. Let's not lose our discipline in terms of appreciating what this means. We've been able to keep the run on the healthcare system manageable. That's great. We've had those successes, but that doesn't mean you just flip a switch and undo everything you did. That would be massively irresponsible. And so, you know, for all those individuals who showed up at the State House, I'll just say that I empathize with the sentiment, but there is a right and wrong way to do things.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And Governor, as you mentioned just a couple of seconds ago, that Boston could considered be the new hotbed for COVID-19 with all the new cases that they have. And it is such close proximity to the state of New Hampshire. And it's, like you said, Hillsborough, Rockingham counties are considered suburbs of that. What is there any extra measures being taken to, I guess, prevent the travel of Bostonians or Massachusetts residents from coming in? Or what's the procedure there to try and mitigate that?
Well, it's very, very difficult. I cannot stop cars at the border. I cannot shut down our border. That is not allowed by the U.S. Constitution, nor would we probably even, we may want to do that and tell them. The best we can do is encourage them and let them know that there's nothing here for them, right? Mm-hmm. Stay home. You are healthier at home. The stay-at-home order is in place because people are healthier and safer at home. And whether you're at home in Massachusetts or Connecticut or Rhode Island, that's where you should stay. The folks of New Hampshire should be staying in New Hampshire. Any given day, when under normal times, you have about 100,000 people crossing the border just for work, right? Maybe 75,000 going down into Massachusetts, 15,000 to 20,000 coming up into New Hampshire. So there's such a connectivity with Boston. There's just no way of kind of just shutting that down and shaking it. Now, more people are working remotely, and that's wonderful. You know, it's one of the reasons why tourism, restaurants, hotels are far and away the most devastated and likely will be the most devastated economically as we come out of this. The Lakes region is going to be in a really tough position. Now, a lot of folks are coming up to their second homes. They're allowed mm-hmm. to do that. Those are their homes. And, you know, we're telling them they have to quarantine for 2 weeks when they get there. And we think for the vast majority of them they're taking that very seriously, and we appreciate that. We can't just stop people at the border. It's just not – you cannot do it. Right. You're not allowed to do it.
Right. On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And before I let you go, Governor, one of the things I think we're all missing greatly during this pandemic is sports at any level. Mm-hmm. This past Friday, you confirmed being in talks with the NHL commissioner about the possibility of some of these games being played at SNHU Arena down in Manchester if the NHL season could return in some form this year. Now, it's in the early stages, but did the commissioner give you a potential time frame that these games could be played? And even though there wouldn't be fans at these games, is there any sort of safety concern bringing in a bunch of players and coaches into the state to do these games?
So I'm going to answer the second part first. Yeah, there's a lot of safety concerns, and that's why, you know, we need to figure out what the logistics are, how it would be managed. You don't want the teams getting sick. You don't want them spreading anything to our citizens. Most of these teams are all from inner city areas, right? I mean, mm-hmm. the problem with professional sports is that they're all part of major cities, and virtually every major city in the country has a problem with COVID right now. So you got to be very careful. You know, he didn't give any timeline. We had just heard rumors, and I simply placed the call and said, Commissioner, can I quell these rumors? Are they real? What are we doing here? And they're still very early on there. I don't think anywhere near making a decision on anything yet, but they're thinking about it, how it would look like, where it would possibly be played. They're looking at a few different second tier sites across the country, and you know, where there isn't as high of a viral spread, but you still have, you know, good hockey towns and hockey favorable locations. It would not be for fans to come into the games. It would just be for the teams to play and fulfill on their TV contracts. But it's very, very early on. He gave no timeline, or even if New Hampshire's, you know, where we are going to be in the mix. We know we've been considered, but that's really it. And so I just gave a polite call, and we had a very nice conversation. And as soon as they're ready to talk further, we're here and waiting. But they have a lot of the logistics to work out on their end.
Just like everything else, as you put it, we're on COVID time. It moves slowly, and you have to do it with caution. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, always a pleasure. Thank you so much again for the time. Stay healthy, stay safe.
You too, Matt. Thanks so much for the time. Be safe, everybody.